Just before Christmas, we spoke to someone from the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. They were short of donations, as happens over holidays, and we've got a long weekend coming up now. Situation hasn't changed any. They're in desperate need for new donors and returning donors to come back in the next couple of weeks or so. Anne Harvey is the Regional Partnerships Manager for Red Cross Lifeblood in Tasmania. We've spoken many times in the past, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Anne, and this is the first time we've spoken in 2021, so Happy New Year as well.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, Martin. It's, you know, some things I'm sure we hope that 2021 will be quite different, but of course something that is never changing is our need for blood donors.
Yeah, well, you spoke about it before Christmas with the holidays coming up, and at this stage you're still needing around 300 donors between now and the end of the month for Burnie and Devonport.
Yes, that's right. And it's that time of year when, you know, people are starting to come back from their holidays. But, of course, any long weekend, no matter what time of year, is often a time that we need some new donors to come into the centre, because some of our regular donors might not be able to donate or might be away, even if it's some intrastate instead of interstate.
Yeah, given that Australia Day falls on a Tuesday, I think there's quite a few people that are probably going to be taking the Monday off as well. There might be a few unexpected sickies, perhaps. But in that, because of that, obviously, 4 days when most things are shut down, you need those extra donations. And I know in the Friday leading up before the 22nd of January is a sort of a day you've earmarked as you'd like people to come in.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, it's over those 4 days, Martin. So we mentioned, as you said before, that we need about 300 donors across Burnie and Devonport for the couple of weeks still in January. But even a third of those are actually needed in just those 4 days from the 22nd of January through the public holiday Tuesday. And the Burnie and Devonport donor centres are both open across quite a few of those days, except for the Sunday. So, you know, there's plenty of scope for people to just take an hour out of their day and save some lives.
Okay, I've got a bit confused there. Obviously, I didn't realise that you're open for 3 of those 4 days, which is terrific, but I guess it wouldn't happen if the need wasn't there. So we really want people to think about donating if they haven't done it before. One of the things you're doing to try and encourage people to donate is a thing called Lifeblood Teams. Tell us about that, Anne.
Yes, so Lifeblood Teams is our social responsibility program. So it really is a great way for people, whether it be a workplace or a sporting club or even a community group, who want to donate perhaps as a team. You can just get your team registered. You can do that through the website. And then we just need someone who's the champion for that team to kind of get the message out there. And then when people come in and register or come in and donate, they can just mention that team. They can pop you into that team. And then over time, it's a great way to be able to say, you know what, as a team, we've saved X number of lives over the last few months. So it's a really great initiative and really wonderful to see, you know, in Tasmania and in Devonport and Burnie in particular, around 40% of the people who donate are actually part of a Lifeblood team.
Right, and I've been a volunteer firefighter in the past. I know that fire brigades go in and donate on a regular basis, and it can be any sort of community group or a sporting group. And I love the fact that as a donor, you get a text from Red Cross about a week after you donated, actually telling you where your blood is going to. It's going to a particular hospital in one part of Australia, and it's being used for this and that, and I think it's wonderful to get that sort of feedback, and with teams doing that, I think they'd get a lot out of that as well.
Yeah, it's a really great thing also for people to show the community what they're actually doing as far as putting something back into the community. So, yeah, it's a really wonderful way of doing it. But like I said, it's also great way to, as individuals, to get your mates and your teammates or your friends and family on board to donate as well.
I like the idea of being able to show the community what you're doing too, so they can put it on their Facebook page or their website, and you'd encourage them to come in, donate and take photos and publicise the fact that they're doing it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we have some wonderful organisations who do exactly that. And you mentioned Tasmania Fire Service before, and Tasmania Police is the same. They're wonderful exponents of the Lifeblood Teams program. But we have a wide range of organisations, and it doesn't matter whether your team has 3 people or 300. You can really make a difference either way.
Okay, we've spoken about the donation process before, but it's about 3/4 of an hour. It takes a bit longer the first time because there's a bit more paper paperwork involved. But if anyone has been thinking about being a donor and they think, well, you know, now's a good time to do it because we need extra donors in on the northwest coast over the next few weeks, how do they go about it, Anne?
It's really easy now. If you have a smartphone, you can just download the Donate Blood app, and from there you can check whether you're eligible to donate. And that's really easy. You can make your appointments and everything from there. Or you can go to the website, lifeblood.com.au, and from there you can do the same thing, make your appointments, but you can also find out a bit more about Lifeblood teams. Or you can just call 131495.
Okay, and it's very easy to follow the process and make a donation. Let's hope that we meet that target and exceed it, Anne, over the next few weeks. But thanks for your time as always today. No doubt I'll be talking to you again throughout the year, but thanks today.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much, Martin, for the support.